Showtime.
Yeah, showtime.
Maybe you'll laugh.
Ha ha, hearty, har, ha.
Maybe you'll cry. You definitely will be entertained.
It's that simple. Are we clear? Are we clear?
On with the show, this is it.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, coming to you from the Smart Start MN and Bradshaw and Bryan studio. I am joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is an attorney. Well, he's an attorney extraordinaire, as well as a lawyer and barrister extraordinaire. He's just extraordinary. Jeff, it was quite a morning and day for presidential candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden. And this is the big problem that Trump had in the debate. He should have just shut up because Biden would have had gaffes.
Yeah, it's actually good that Trump that the second debate got canceled so that Trump can't talk over Biden. So we can, you know, the them being out on the campaign trail left to their own devices, I think actually helps Trump because he isn't giving. He's letting Biden just go out and be Biden and letting people see it.
Well, here's an example. He said this. This is not the first time he has said this. He needs to get clarification on what he is running for. Take a listen.
You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
I'm guessing he wasn't using a teleprompter for that one.
No. And he's done that, you know, before. He's talked about running for the Senate. He also, the speech he gave on climate change when he was in the field swatting at bugs in his ears, which I hope whoever set that one up got lost their job because it was a horrible optic. But he talked about getting reelected as if he was running with Obama as his running mate still.
Well, and he didn't show the discipline Mike Pence did when he had bugs swirling around.
I think that fly was stuck in Mike Pence's hairspray. I don't know. Or there was so much hairspray on there that it was like a shell that he didn't even feel it.
Well, actually, I'll tell you what. The moderator and Kamala Harris, they had helmet hair, too. All three of them did. Kamala Harris, one side of her hair would move as a block.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who was the moderator, nothing moved.
Mm-hmm.
So they were seriously using. All right, now here is him talking about, see if you know, and you do, but or the listeners, if you know who he's talking about.
If you may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay?
The senator who was a Mormon. How many Mormon senators have we had?
I can think of one right now. He's obviously talking about Mitt Romney. I keep looking at Mitt Romney's Twitter account to see if he'll update his bio to say the Mormon, but he doesn't. So he forgot. Then that one, he forgot Mitt Romney's name
in there. And then this one might be my favorite one of all, because as you'll hear at the end, it's been turned into a Trump ad. He was I don't know who the interviewer was, but they're like 50 feet apart. The mm-hmm. interviewer says that a recent poll.
It's a Gallup poll that said 56% of those surveyed said that they were better off than they were 4 years ago
under Obama,
right,
and Vice President Biden,
correct.
And he was asked for his response to that. Biden was asked, and here is what he had to say.
Well, if they think that, they probably shouldn't.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
The Trump campaign jumped on that one in a hurry.
I think that was payback for the Biden campaign taking the clip of Trump saying, if I lose, you won't hear from me again. And then all you heard after that was, I'm Joe Biden and I approve this message. So this is obviously the tit for tat that from the Trump campaign.
Okay, how can you have 56% of the people polled saying that they were better off 4 years ago? And then you see Biden is up in double digits. These polls are so off.
Yeah, the polls. If you read some, you know, online about, you dig into the methodology and some of the below the line numbers, you start to see that it's a lot closer than what they're trying to make it.
Well, a lot of the battleground states, it's very close.
It is.
So they must be sampling people in California and New York,
and
primarily.
And the other thing too is that the what I've read from a couple places, I think it was Time magazine, the Biden campaign literally has no ground campaign in Michigan. They just started doing door knocking. They were always, you know, it was COVID, COVID, COVID. They haven't had a ground game in most states. And I think it was a Time piece, and the reporter asked one of the campaign workers what about their ground game, and they said, "What's a ground game?" And they're like, "Are you kidding?" So the Biden campaign is focused on digital advertising. And you have to look at these polls. Are they sampling registered? Likely? We don't even know what the likely voters are going to be. You got people voting by mail. You don't know where the courts are going to come down on these changes in laws, trying to leave, you know, count ballots after the fact. There's like wild card after wild card.
Well,
on this.
Whatever happens in the election, it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and it's not going to go well for Biden. I don't believe, because this whole balloting thing, how could you agree? And I think in our state you will accept ballots after Election Day. This didn't sneak up on people.
Yeah.
Why would you wait so long to do a ballot?
The federal courts have been consistent here. Even yesterday in Minnesota, they are not changing. They are not allowing changes to election laws last minute. Now, the one that happened here, it was the allowing absentee ballots to be postmarked, on election day, it still is able to be counted. But as someone, I read a commentary on it. This is a Trump-appointed federal district court judge. And someone said, but that's consistent with what the courts have been saying, because to say otherwise at this point would be, early voting's already started. Ballots have already been, people are already, mailing in ballots or applied for ballots. We'll see, but it's going to be a mess. And well, you're right, it's not going to be good for Joe Biden, because even as the court is now, Chief Justice Roberts has been generally not in favor of changing election laws. He's considered more conservative in that respect. So you probably already have a 5-3 majority that would be in favor of not basically deciding things the way that they did 20 years ago with Bush versus Gore. They started shutting down recounts and stopped counting ballots after the fact.
Here's the thing about it. If you want to vote and you're worried about being exposed to COVID, go during the week. Go early government center, your county seat government center first opens up, you can go and vote then. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think you might be able to even go and vote in your city mm-hmm. early.
Yeah.
You don't have to. I mean, chances are you'll walk outside and put it in the mailbox. You'll be exposed there. You'll be exposed if you go to the post office. Just vote. Put your mask on and go vote in person. You don't have to wait for Election Day. I'm waiting. I mean, if I vote early, it'll be a day or two early. I want to see how everything plays out.
Yeah, I vote on Election Day, and so that's what we plan to do. So,
last year, we voted a few days before, and it still was packed. So why not just do Election Day? Mm-hmm. And then you just sit down, get the popcorn, hunker down, and watch the results. But see, I guarantee you, everywhere, except for maybe Fox, they will be saying, oh, the results are not official, mm-hmm. because we still need the why do you... Why would you wait until the election day to mail in your ballot? That is absurd. Right. And the ballots that have been mailed in already, are they going to be counted on election day? It's not like there's bins around the country and they won't even open those until election day is come and gone.
I don't know how they're doing it. Back to these polls, this is the same thing that's happened, a number of years ago with the exit polls. The people on the West Coast, the polls were still open and voting, and the media is calling Florida for somebody, and you've got people are saying, "Well, why bother to even go out anymore? My vote doesn't count because it's
going to." And that would be good for Trump in California.
Yeah,
not in the local races.
So, but these comments that Vice President Biden made yesterday, it seems to only add fuel to the fire of what President Trump said last week after Nancy Pelosi came out with her proposed changes to how the 25th Amendment works. that, you know, she said it was not about Trump, and he said it's for Biden. They're gonna if the guy gets in, they're gonna sack him and put Kamala Harris in.
Has anyone asked Biden about that yet?
I don't think so. That's not on the list of scripted questions. I'm surprised they got that Gallup poll question past his handlers.
That's a good point. Yeah, he needs to be asked about that. Or I want to hear what Kamala Harris has to say. Or Kamala Harris. The problem with her amendment, the president has to sign off on it.
Yeah,
Trump's never going to do that, exactly. Nor will Biden.
No, well.
And by the way, we'll talk more about this. We'll take a quick break. I really think and I'll explain why when we go on here. The person I want to hear from what they think about court packing and about the 25th Amendment thing, about everything, is not Joe Biden. It's Jill Biden, because she's going to be going Nancy Reagan. She's going to be running the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what she tells Joe Biden is what's going to happen.
She won't go bring Nancy Reagan. She'll be Edith Wilson, Woodrow Wilson's wife, that actually did run the country.
Yeah. And it's not going to be – and that's why I think Kamala Harris is going to be in for a rude awakening, because Jill Biden will protect him to keep him in power so she remains the first lady. Apparently, according to her ex-husband, this whole thing – I mean, their courtship and marriage happened while he was still married to her. Mm-hmm. It wasn't afterward, but that's another story. But I think Jill Biden is going to have a lot of clout. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.
When you need someone to listen – a lawyer you know and trust, with respect that you deserve. Getting results is a must.
Because of the recent slowdown of the court system, after being injured in an accident, some people are rushing to quickly settle their cases with the insurance companies. Remember, research shows that by hiring an experienced personal injury attorney, you will receive more compensation than if you quickly settle your case. At Bradshaw & Bryant, we're ready to get to work on your case right away, preserve evidence, and working to get you the compensation you deserve. I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. I hope you're never injured in an accident, but if you are, don't sign anything until you've talked to us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Working harder, going farther, with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com, or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI.
Welcome back to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, host of the show, and I want to tell you about Lano Equipment, a great place to get great deals on new and pre-owned equipment for homes, hobby farms, and businesses big and small. I just bought a pre-owned Bobcat from the Lano dealer in Loretto. They also have locations in Shakopee and Anoka. Family-owned since 1946, that's 74 years in business, Lano Equipment is there to serve you and your family, whether you're looking for a Bobcat, a Kubota tractor, a Toro lawnmower, or any type of equipment. They're a one-stop to purchase, rent, repair, or find what you need in their parts department. Give Lano a call at 763-307-2800. Or shop online at lanoequip.com. That's LanoEquip.com. We are back. Attorney Jeff O'Brien, and joining us, he was here last Tuesday, comic Chris Maddock. And Chris, I want to thank you, because you did something many wouldn't. Sally's doing it as well. You have a sore throat and you decided not to come in because you don't want to infect the world. So we appreciate that. But that's not stopping you from promoting your newest album, Point of Entry, correct? That's the last one. The newest one is, tell people about the newest one.
Yeah, it's called Country Music Legend. Played some country music on it, but it's an hour of stand-up, and it's out on Stand Up Records. You can check it out on Spotify, and there's a video special, too. We filmed it at the Hook and Ladder Theater, 5 cameras, and that's on Vimeo, Country Music Legend. The audio album and the video special are both called that.
Now, Chris and I talked earlier today, Jeff, and I mentioned at the end of the segment that I think the one I really want to hear from of what her views are Jill Biden, because I think she'll be running the country. She is not – once she gets her claws into First Lady, she's not letting go.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris doesn't have a shot because I think Jill is formidable.
And don't count out Speaker Pelosi either. She'll be – if Joe Biden – if they sack Joe under the 25th Amendment and put Harris in there – She's second in line.
Yeah, but immediately Kamala names her vice president.
Oh, well, I think they have to confirm her.
And that could be, there's time to do that, too.
Uh-huh.
This is Senate. Oh, that could be very interesting.
If you think you're voting for Joe Biden to avoid the chaos that you've seen during the Trump years, you're going to get, it's just basically trading one set of chaos for a different set of chaos.
Well, I'd be interested to who she named. I know that she was huddled during the Kavanaugh hearings with Cory Booker. So maybe that's got to be the new VP.
I think regardless of who wins, Chris will have ample amount of material to work with.
But Chris, you stay away from politics for the most part, right, in your comedy?
Oh, usually in the comedy I do, but I like talking about it. You know, like I have a theory, though, about the Joe Biden. I think he's, with all the gaffes, he thinks that there's a bigger, like, Saturday Night Live fan vote out there or something. they want him in there so they can, like, laugh on Saturday nights.
Who do they have playing Biden on Saturday Night Live?
Sudeikis comes back and does him, right?
Jason Sudeikis?
Yeah.
Okay. He's pretty good.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson did it one time.
Well, I can see Woody.
And then the last one was Jim Carrey. So they have just like a rotating cast of Joe Bidens.
It's not hard to come up with a gaffe.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we played in the last segment, three of the gaffes that he had yesterday. And what was the one in Ohio? We didn't even talk about the one in Ohio, right?
He called out some website. He's reading off some website that didn't, and he went to it, and they got a 404, didn't exist.
Well, it's an honest mistake. And then we were talking off the air. I mean, these two guys, they're both of them are clowns. You got Trump dancing to YMCA on stage in Florida. I mean, you can't, this is, it really is, if someone were to go and make a pitch of a movie and explain some of these things, they'd throw you out because they say, this is unbelievable. Nobody would ever believe any of this. Yet this is what we have as our choices.
Mm-hmm.
They're just wonderful choices.
I wonder, like, if you were lost in space without communication for 20 years and you came back, like, and you didn't, you know, watch any media at all or read anything, like, would you be able to tell who was in which party and what, you know, could you tell anything that was going on right now?
The best I saw was a CNN caption, and it was a screenshot, and it said, at the bottom it said, President Trump denies helping Kanye West's presidential bid. And it said, in the caption with it said, try explaining this to your 2013 self.
Well, the thing about the 20 years, imagine coming back, Biden, Pelosi, they're still alive? You'd be stunned that they're still in power.
A lot of them are a very persuasive case for term limits.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, Biden's doesn't even hold an office now. Everyone thought he retired, but no, he's.
I think he thought he retired.
Yeah, he's running for president now. Both of you, when we talked off the air about this, Van Halen, you know, died.
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen died last week.
We could go today. Yep.
And both of you now, you were a fan, Jeff, more of Eddie Van Halen, and Chris, were you more of a fan of Roth?
I was David Lee Roth years. I had my period there as a kid. It was only kind of recently that I had a thing where I didn't like Eddie Van Halen for a long time. And it was like, I liked the blues guys and stuff like that. It was more like, to me, it was like a guy on cocaine running the hurdles or something. It was just like, look how fast I can do this. But I kind of started getting into it a little bit more recently. And then he died because it's 2020.
I liked the Roth era better, but I was always more partial to Eddie overall, because when I was growing up, my big record when I first kind of got into music was Michael Jackson Thriller. And of course, Eddie did, it was uncredited, but it's very famous, the story of how Quincy Jones called him up and got him to come in and do the solo on Beat It. And I think one could argue that Eddie's presence on that, with that solo on that song, is what catapulted Thriller into the stratosphere. I think a lot of white kids in the suburbs, it was okay to go buy that record because you wanted to hear Eddie. And I think that opened the door for, that made that album big. And I think it made, and Prince followed, you know, a year later with Purple Rain. So I think for a lot of my generation, you know, you talk about, you know, these talk these days about systemic racism or whatever. I think a lot of us kind of grew up colorblind because we were listening to black artists, because in that Eddie Van Halen playing that solo was kind of the entry point for us.
Right on. It's an interesting theory. Michael Anthony, is it just me, or did like the sun shine on that guy's butt? Like, did he just luck out, or is that just me? Like, the bass line and Running with the Devil?
Yeah.
Bow, bow. See, I'm going to start a Michael Anthony cover band just so I don't put a lot of pressure on the guitar player.
Well, see, I really can't get involved in this because I'd worked at KQ for more than 30 years, but my musical tastes run more to the 1920s and vaudeville, so I'm not an enormous fan of Van Halen. I mean, obviously, it's an iconic band, and he was he's obviously going to be missed. He's another iconic guy. I mean, when you look at the Hall of Fame baseball players and the musicians who've died recently, it's an incredible amount.
Yeah,
and it's terrible, but and. It's
yeah,
you know, his music is still there to be loved by people. We'll put it that way.
Who is the Eddie Van Halen of the 20s?
Eddie Cantor could have been, Al Jolson. I mean, of those would have been. They basically owned Broadway in the 1920s. Eddie Cantor with the Ziegfeld Follies, and Jolson was on his own. The man did make the first talkie, you know. So
in terms of guitar players from the 20s, I would probably over time he was unknown at the time, but when the British rockers had discovered him and it's taken on as Robert Johnson.
Oh yeah,
he was a blues player. Yeah,
and did he also play piano too, or was he only guitar? Probably guitar.
I know him as the guitar player.
Yeah, and I love. I mean, The Entertainer, that song came from the 20s too. So and also this. I have, at the end of every BS show, to make it within copyright and trademark laws, a lot of people have noticed, Jeff would know it, 95 years is how long music can stay before you can legally use it. I use a song, and it has to be performed 95 years ago as well. I use the beginning of Toot Toot Tootsie, a big Jolson song, at the end of every BS show, and that was performed in 1922. So I'm well within that. Anyway, we're going to take we're going to tell you again how you can find Chris Maddock's latest album. Then we're going to take a quick break, and Chris is going to tell you. So tell him, Chris.
All right. Yeah. iTunes, Amazon. You can get the video special on Vimeo, Country Music Legend, and standuprecords.com.
Thanks so much, Chris Maddock. Take care of yourself. Hope to see you in studio next week. Take a quick break and be right back. Maybe a little Vikings talk. If you have been laid off during the COVID-19 crisis and you have sustained a work injury in the past, you might be entitled to workers' compensation benefits right now. Bialke Law is open to serve you and answer any questions you might have about workers' compensation. Call Dave Bialke at Bialke Law and talk to him about your injury, even if you're off work right now. Dave Bialke will get you the benefits you and your family need within as little as a few days. There is no out-of-pocket cost to you and no in-person visits required. The entire process can be done from the comfort and safety of your home. Even if you're unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits, you could be eligible for workers' comp over and above unemployment. Call Dave Bialke today at 763-571-2410 or look him up at BialkeLaw.com, BialkeLaw.com. If you or someone you know has a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning issue, there's only one place to go. Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and Saber Heating is my go-to place for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And if I have any questions, I just pick up the phone and call, or I go to saberheating.com. Saber has a great offer for you. If another company tells you you need a new air conditioner, you get in touch with Saber, and they will send a technician for free, no cost, and let you know if you actually do, because sometimes other people are wrong. Any issues, whether, again, it's plumbing, heating, or air conditioning, go to saberheating.com, S-A-B-R-E, heating.com, or call 763-473-2267. Also, right now, Saber is offering a terrific deal. You get 10% off a new air conditioner if you mention the BS Show. And that's on top of other great discounts and deals offered by Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and I'm a huge fan of Ike Motor Company in St. Cloud. I went there and bought a pre-owned Volkswagen TDI. That's their diesel version. My son Sawyer liked it so much, he bought one like mine. Then two of Sawyer's friends saw his, liked it, and they each bought a Volkswagen TDI of their own. There's a lot to like at Ike Motor Company, which offers great deals, great service, and an all-around great experience at both their Volkswagen and Mazda dealerships. Ike Motor Company is the oldest dealership in Minnesota, and now the oldest dealership also has the newest dealership in the state. Ike just opened its new Mazda showroom and service center, and let me tell you, it is the nicest showroom I've ever been in. For more information, go to IkeMotor.com. That's EICHMotor.com. Welcome back to the BS Show. This segment brought to you by Smart Start MN Ignition Interlocks. If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, go to SmartStartMN.com/the BS Show, and you will get information for 20% off an ignition interlock system. Again, SmartStartMN.com/the BS Show. We are back. Jeff O'Brien, I'm Bob Sansevier. And now, Jeff, we will get to the Vikings, but this headline, I saw it on Twitter. CCO put it out. Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender, colon, crime spike isn't connected to movement to dismantle MPD. And my response was, this could be a headline from The Onion. Of course it has to do with the crime spike and dismantling the police department.
Right.
How would they think we're that stupid?
You already have officers retiring.
Over this.
Yeah, and they're not replacing them. I mean, their numbers are down. It absolutely has to do with the spike in crime. It almost started the minute that the defund the police effort started.
And she's the one who started it. She was the first one to bring it up, and it's rippled across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what these people have done in Minnesota, her, Jacob Fry, Walls, they enabled and empowered everything happening around the country. Because people saw, wait a minute, they're not arresting. They're getting away with it. You can do this. And now they're doing it.
Yeah, and plus they didn't enforce their own COVID rules during all that unrest either.
No, why would you do that? I mean, look what happened. The Lakers win their NBA championship. Did you see what happened at Staples Center?
Yes.
Nobody wearing a mask at that.
No.
And there's no social distancing going on. So it's, I don't understand how protests and celebrations for sports teams, you can get away with it. But there's still churches that aren't holding full masses, right?
And Governor Cuomo is threatening the Orthodox Jews in New York that if they don't want to live by his guidelines, he's going to shut the synagogues down.
There was something out of Great Britain? Like 6,000 doctors who signed a paper and agree that they can't stay shut down. The lockdowns are not good.
No, you have mental health consequences. You have addiction issues. You're trading one set of problems for another by shutting everything down.
And then, how's this for a segue? And then you can't even count on your football team winning, and that's depressing for a lot of people.
Yeah, when are they gonna start putting, all the little cardboard cutouts of the fans in the stands? When do they start putting bags over their heads?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you when. After they lose to the Falcons.
Yeah.
That would be unbelievable. They're 0-5, the Falcons. They fire the coach and GM, and they make the new interim head coach was the defensive coordinator, and his defense is horrible. Raheem Morris,
a reprieve this week, but it is the Vikings. They always seem to manage to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Well, and then next week they get the Packers again, and that's not going to go well. Doesn't matter where it is. It's in Green Bay. And they have not allowed fans in Green Bay yet, have they?
I don't think so.
And by the way, the Vikings game the other day in Seattle, every game should be done like that. They didn't pipe in the fake noise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounded fine. I didn't feel like it was any kind of a loss. I actually liked it. You know, you could hear the plays being barked out, and it was not, no curse words were flying that I heard. I don't get why that canned, you have canned laughter from the sitcoms from the 50s and 60s, even 70s, and you have canned crowd noise, and it's on a loop because
mm-hmm.
you could recognize it being on a loop. Now, are you, where are you, what camp are you in? There's some of the people who were saying that he made the right decision, Zimmer, are people who work for the team or do radio for them, and they can't say otherwise. I don't think it was he should have kicked the field goal.
But it's the Vikings. You don't know, a field goal, even a chip shot isn't a guarantee with this team.
Well, and maybe that's why Zimmer didn't do it. He knows what happened not the last time they played, yeah, but the last time a field goal.
I recall a game against Seattle where a field goal didn't work. I don't know. They just seemed, I've said this before, I think their window closed. I think they're just kind of grasping at trying to do something, and I think that if you don't have that elite quarterback, the Mahomes, the Rodgers, Breeze, Brady, you know, that level of quarterback, I don't think you're going to do very well in this league.
Well, here's the problem that they have. If, and it's obvious, if he has time, a lot of time, Cousins can make every pass there is, but he can't handle pressure.
The problem is that they've taken up too much money under the salary cap for him. They don't have enough money to get a decent enough offensive line to give him that time. And that's the problem.
It's a big problem, too. And they claim now Ezra Cleveland is going to play probably for Samia. This poor guy is like last in the rankings.
I have a feeling at some point before the season's out, Mike Zimmer may be canned because it'll deflect attention away from the real culprit, which is Rick Spielman, who this I've said this before, that what we're dealing with Kirk Cousins is just a continued overcorrection for him reaching up and drafting Christian Ponder. It has been a series of remedial acts ever since then to find a quarterback, one of those elite level quarterbacks. And I think at some point the Wilfs are going to have to step in and say, you've had your chance to do this. We're going to have to go in a different direction.
Well, just I know how emotional the Wilfs are, especially Ziggy. I'm guessing he was livid when they didn't try the field goal. And then what Russell Wilson did, I don't recall ever seeing a team with less than 2 minutes on the clock and leaving 15 seconds on when 13 plays and 96 yards. That's unheard of.
But it's Russell Wilson. You know, he can find that. He can find that elite level when he needs to. I mean, this is a guy who's already got a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
You know?
And the Vikings don't.
No. I saw a thing on one of my clients who's a Packers fan sent me a picture of the Vikings logo and the Lombardi trophy, and a line said 6 feet. So the Vikings have been socially distancing from the Lombardi trophy for decades.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon.
Bring on the Gophers. Gophers, Michigan. Let's have Gophers football.
Well, it's 24th, right?
Yeah.
A couple of
and
weeks.
I heard that college ESPN Game Day may do that game.
Yeah, good for them. It'll be interesting to see how this season goes for them.
Yeah.
For your mighty Gophers. At least there's something else to have some excitement about until they start playing the games, which they could be fine. I'm not saying they're not going to be.
But I was all excited. I kept saying it's baseball season still. And then, you know, for all we rip on the Vikings, the Vikings have never been able to pick their opponent in the playoffs and then get smoked by them.
That's a good point. It's just incredible.
Hand-picked the Astros and got swept.
Yeah.
That's a new level for Minnesota sports infamy.
Well, I saw it pointed out today on social media. It's true. When you get to the postseason, you got to have really good pitching.
Yeah.
And really good pitching will shut down your guys always swinging for the fences.
Yeah.
Which is what the Twins do, and it's not going to – it really isn't going to work for you in the postseason.
Nope.
Anyway, let's take a quick break, and the BS Show will be right back. When you buy insurance, you're buying financial security. You're purchasing protection for your current assets and future earnings. The only way you can be truly secure is to work with an insurance professional who lives in your community. a person you can count on to provide the information you need to make the most efficient use of your money. Insurance Partners has been providing insurance assistance through a network of independent insurance agents throughout the Upper Midwest since 1989. During that time, we have placed millions of dollars in insurance premiums and were there to pay out over $250 million in claims to our neighbors who have suffered hail damage, fire loss, auto accidents, or who have been sued over incidents on their property. Insurance Partners, connecting you with great companies like Badger Mutual Insurance. In the Mankato area, call Shar Davis at Marketing Link Insurance Agency in Amboy. I've been telling BS Show listeners about Bradshaw and Bryant for years and about how they always are seeking justice for the injured at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Bradshaw and Bryant also has attorneys who defend people against misdemeanor and felony criminal charges, and that includes drunk driving arrests. Bradshaw and Bryant seeks justice for everyone, and you can find out more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. The Catholic solution to the healthcare problem is here. Paying too much for your healthcare costs? Solidarity HealthShare is a health-sharing ministry which provides an ethical way to fund healthcare costs while protecting and practicing Catholic beliefs. Best yet, Solidarity HealthShare members are exempt from the fines and penalties in the Affordable Care Act. For more information, call 844-313-4999. Again, 844-313-4999 or visit SolidarityHealthShare.org. That's SolidarityHealthShare.org. Welcome back to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, host of the show, and I have some great news for CBD users. Smoking Monkey in Buffalo and St. Cloud is back open again. You can get capsules, you can get creams, you can get even roll-ons. This is the place to go for CBD products. Smoking Monkey, call 763-276-1089. We are back. Jeff O'Brien, I'm Bob Sansevier, and we haven't talked... We're going to talk about the courts, but what was the gaffe we left off on Biden? There was another one that he had.
You're trying your breast, but it's not good enough.
Yes, he said you're trying with
your breast isn't good enough. Yeah.
What I want to know is who was he looking at when he said that? Could have been a guy. We don't know. Anyway, the Supreme Court. It's amazing how, and it's not just the Democratic Party; it's both parties that do this. How they twist things. The Democratic Party, though, is the one that's doing it now. They're accusing the Republicans of court packing the court. They've completely changed the definition.
It's like arguing with a child. I mean, it first came up during the first presidential debate. Wallace asked the question of Biden, and then Trump kept banging on Biden to answer the question because Biden won't answer. He said he wouldn't answer that question until after the election, and that's the question. When Trump kept pushing on him, he told him to shut up. And then he did it again last weekend. I think it was in Nevada for a campaign event. And another reporter asked him, they said, "Don't you think voters deserve to know your position on this?" And he said, "No, they don't." And so now it's, "No, I'm not court packing, you're court packing." I mean, that's literally what they've come up with, is saying that because the Republicans didn't approve Merrick Garland, because they didn't approve Obama appointees, which I think that Obama just left some of those judgeships empty.
He left over 100.
Yeah. That somehow that's court packing by filling them. And it's like, no, court packing is it's a very long held recognized practice going back. It refers to an attempt by Franklin Delano Roosevelt during the New Deal times to add justices to the United States Supreme Court because the Supreme Court was striking down his New Deal programs. And so he was going to expand the court from 9 to like 11 or 13 justices to be able to get his programs through. That is what court packing means. That is what when they're being asked about, are they going to pack the court? What it means is if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed as the 9th justice of the Supreme Court, are you going to add justices so you can swing the balance of the court back to your side?
It's also interesting that Biden, talking about this very same thing with Roosevelt, I think in 1992, called it boneheaded.
83, he called it boneheaded.
It was 83.
He's been on record at least three times saying this is a horrible idea. And in the last time he said, I think it was 2015 was the last time he brought it up, was on record about it, and he said, if we do it, then when they get in, they're going to do it.
Yeah, there'll be 30 justices before you
it's
know
gonna
it.
The Supreme Court is the last group of adults in the room in Washington, D.C., and I don't want to see it. I don't want to see any more than nine. I mean, this is what you're seeing, and you're seeing some of, you know, in the hearings, and I saw our senator ranting and raving about something. She gets worse every day.
She's lost me.
Yeah. They're upset about the
calling
fact
it a scam.
That they're going to lose their super legislature in the Supreme Court, that they're no longer going to have that there. The liberals have had control of the Supreme Court for the most part since FDR's time, and it was since 1969 when Richard Nixon appointed Chief Justice Warren Burger, who's from my alma mater.
St. Thomas?
William Mitchell. St. Paul College of Law, which became William Mitchell, which is now Mitchell Hamlin. And you know, and gradually kind of, you know, going from there to this point where you have a five solid justices that will, you know, construe the Constitution as written and not, you know, make policy. And that's what they're upset about. They're going to have to make policy. They're going to have to vote on unpopular things sometimes because the Supreme Court's not going to do their dirty work.
Yeah. And by the way, talking about you are a Tommy as well, or former Tommy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and I should be arch enemies because my son Spencer's going to St. John's.
We're in D1 now. We don't care.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm a big fan of Glenn Caruso and John Tower.
I will tell you, once we're finally done with the MIAC, I will cheer for the Johnnies to beat the absolute tar out of every school in that conference that voted to kick us out.
Because the Johnnies were on your side.
And then they're going to kick the Johnnies out. I think the Johnnies will probably end up in D2 at some point because they're going to get kicked out.
They can do D1 as well. But, you know, the other, just a quick aside, my son, what they're doing at St. John's, and it's terrific, they're one class, until that class is done, you don't move on to the next one. So he already had his economics class. And now he has accounting,
mm-hmm.
and his professor is a guy named Boz Bostrom, a good friend of yours. And
does he get called on now all the time because Boz knows him, or knows you?
I don't know.
My
son loves the class.
I had that in law school. I had a professor that knew someone that the firm that I was clerking at, and so anytime when nobody would raise their hand to answer the question, he called on me, so I got to be really knowledgeable in administrative law because I knew I would have to answer the question if nobody else stuck their hand up.
Well, I know that he blew the pizza that Boz was offering to the one who got the highest grade in his class. He wound up, I think, a Benny, because it's, you know, St. Benedict's, had a 99 and my son had a 97. So I said, you better get better there and you better invite me up, too, to help you polish that thing off. Anyway, all right, we got a lot that's going to be happening. What's amazing is now we'll talk again next Tuesday. So much is going to happen between now mm-hmm. and next Tuesday. I mean, just think of what's happened in the last day with Biden. I really wish that other debate was coming. It was going to happen. It's unfortunate that we won't have it. That would have been on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And
it says Trump's tested negative twice. And I understand his concern about why he doesn't want a virtual debate.
I wouldn't go for it either, and
kudos to Bob Dole for stepping up and saying, yeah, it's supposed to be bipartisan commission, but all the Republicans don't like Trump. So
how old is he? It's got to be
97.
Oh my God, good for him. All right, you know what, we're not going to take a quick break. We are going to hear though from psychic Ruth Lorden.
In the 60s, the 1960s, there was a saying, turn on, tune in, drop out. It's relevant today. I look at the revolutions happening in America and the changes, and they're not for everyone. It's important for us on a psychic level to be turned on. We can't ignore it, take our hands out of the sand, take a look at what's going on. Tune in to what we like, what we don't like, and where we fit or we don't fit. And for many of us, we don't fit. We drop out and we recreate our own world in a peaceful, pleasant way. This is happening in many, many ways. The idea of change everything, break it all down. Okay, but we like to be creative. That's the psychic way, not destructive. We don't tear down what is. we create and build something new. That's the addition. After drop out, we build new. And that is something that today is the perfect day energetically to start. The astrologer type people will say we're having some retrogrades coming in times of reflection, and this is true. And as we see these, we get the idea of what to recreate. You know, that's what we see in politics. Get rid of, tear it down. Well, what do you want to build and create that works?
If you'd like to set up a reading with Ruth, go to ruthlordan.com, ruthlordan.com. Thank you to all of our guests, all of our sponsors, all of our listeners, also our radio partners, KDAL in Duluth, WNMT in Hibbing, and WBHR in St. Cloud. Coming to you from the Smart Start MN and Bradshaw and Bryan studios. We'll talk to you later.